John Gow, who took the piratical name of Captain Smith, was second mate of the George galley, which he conspired with half the crew to seize when on the voyage to Santa Cruz. On a given signal, the utterance of a password, "Who fires first?" an attack was made on the first mate, surgeon, and supercargo, whose throats were cut. The captain, hearing a noise, came on deck, when one mutineer cut his throat and a second fired a couple of balls into his body. The ship's company consisted of 20. 4 were now disposed of, 8 were conspirators, and of the remaining 8, some of whom had concealed themselves below decks and some in the shrouds, 4 had joined the pirates. The other 4 were closely watched, and although allowed to range the ship at pleasure, they were often cruelly beaten. The ship was rechristened the Revenge. She mounted several guns, and the pirates steered her for the coast of Spain, where several prizes were taken. The first, a ship laden with salted cod from Newfoundland. The second, a Scotch ship bound to Italy with a cargo of pickled herrings. The third, a French ship laden with oil, wine, and fruit. The pirates also made a descent upon the Portuguese coast and laid the people under contributions. Dissensions now arose in the ship's company. Gow had a certain amount of sense and courage, but his lieutenant was a brutal ruffian, often blinded by passion and continually fermenting discord. At last he attempted to shoot Gow, but his pistol missed fire, and he was wounded himself by 2 of the pirates. He sprang down to the powder room and threatened to blow up the ship, but he was secured and put on board a vessel which had been ransacked and set free, the commander of it being desired to hand the pirate over to the first king's ship he met, to be dealt with according to his crimes. After this, the pirates steered north for the Orkneys, of which Gow was a native, and after a safe passage, anchored in a bay of one of the islands. While lying there, one of his crew, who had been forced into joining them, escaped to Kirkwall, where he gave information to a magistrate, and the sheriff issued a precept to the constables and others to seize the Revenge. Soon afterwards, 10 more of the crew, also unwilling members of it, laid hands on the long boat, and reaching the mainland of Scotland, coasted along it as far as Leith, whence they made their way to Edinburgh, and were imprisoned as pirates. Gow, meanwhile, careless of his danger, lingered in the Orkneys, plundering and ransacking the dwelling houses to provide himself with provisions, and carrying off plate, linen, and all valuables on which they could lay hands. Arriving at an island named Calf Sound, Gow planned the robbery of an old schoolmate, a Mr. Fee, whom he sought to entrap, but Mr. Fee turned the tables upon him, inviting Gow and several of the crew to an entertainment on shore. While they were carousing, Mr. Fee made his servants seize the pirate's boat, and then entering by different doors, fell upon the pirates themselves and made all prisoners. The rest, 28 in number, who were still afloat, were also captured by various artifices, and the whole, under orders of the Lord Chief Justice, were dispatched to the Thames in HMS Greyhound for trial at the Admiralty Court. They were committed to the Marshalsea, thence to Newgate, and arraigned at the Old Bailey, where Gow refused to plead, and was sentenced to be pressed to death. He pretended that he wished to save an estate for a relation, but when all preparations for carrying out the sentence were completed, he begged to be allowed to plead, and the judge, being informed, humanely granted his request. Gow and 6 others were eventually hanged at Execution Dock.